The recent failure of the U.S. to condemn Hamas at the U.N. General Assembly and the failure of the vote of the 193-member organization, essentially showing the United States that its support for Israel and its complete attack of any organization standing up to Israel is a sign that the world has basically broken away and is not going to be following the path of continuing U.S. aggression against the Palestinians. It's not going to be supporting the Israeli expansion, the greater project. It's already also indicated that the United Nations is not supporting the Israeli invasion of the Golan Heights over Syria. So this is a broad shift in the United Nations towards the aggressive expansion and the aggressive policies of Israel. And I think it also marks the ending of Nikki Haley's career in a dismal fizzle and smoking ruin, as we've known. She's never had any the political clout or the personality in order to persuade the logic of her argument to the world. Instead, she's relied on bluster, on threats, on intimidation, on bribes, and all sorts of other coercive tactics. And I think that, too, has weighed in on the world's decision-making process, that it had a very clear choice, either become a slave and continue to obey and be treated like a puppet of the United States foreign policy agenda, or break free of it and define itself as an independent body that stands on human rights. So I think this latest vote, which essentially disintegrated any U.S. hope for condemnation of against Hamas, is a very good sign, because it gives people hope in the region that Israel will not be given a carte blanche license to wage incursions or invasions or war or attacks. And at the same time, it puts the world on notice that it's going to be held to account to make sure that, to the best of its ability, peace is maintained. And I perhaps we'll now see a whole new 2019 embracing those qualities.